Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, I hereby declare open the first meeting of the 25th special session of the Human Rights Council.
The start of a special session of the Human Rights Council in Geneva. Member states have gathered to discuss and vote on a draft resolution condemning the ongoing violence in Syria and the worsening situation in Aleppo. The battle for control of the North Syrian city has intensified in recent weeks, although a temporary ceasefire is currently holding. The UN hopes it will last until Monday. Proceedings in Geneva began with a message from UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, Zayed Raad al-Hussein, who spoke of crimes of historic proportions in Aleppo. In a recorded statement, he spoke of rights violations committed by all sides in the conflict. But the High Commissioner insisted that it was the Syrian government and its allies that ultimately could be held accountable for the most serious crimes, if only the UN Security Council could set aside its rivalries to secure a peaceful end to the war and call in the International Criminal Court.
Armed opposition groups continue to fire mortars and other projectiles into civilian neighbourhoods of western Aleppo, but indiscriminate airstrikes across the eastern part of the city by government forces and their allies are responsible for the overwhelming majority of civilian casualties. And these violations constitute war crimes, and if knowingly committed as part of a widespread or systematic attack directed against civilians, they constitute crimes against humanity.
The more than five-year Syria conflict has killed more than 300,000 civilians, the UN rights chief said, before lamenting how Aleppo, which he called a place of millennial civility and beauty, had today been reduced to a slaughterhouse. That message was taken up by Paulo Pinheiro, head of the UN Commission of Inquiry on Syria. He described how deaths had become unbearable but routine in the war-torn country and repeated a warning by UN Special Envoy for Syria, Staffan de Mistura, that Aleppo may cease to exist if the fighting continued. To illustrate that point, Mr. Pinheiro described how parts of eastern Aleppo had been levelled by so-called bunker-buster bombs and more than 100 children killed since a ceasefire agreement collapsed last month.
Aleppo governorate has become a microcosm of the broader Syrian conflict, with a multitude of actors with competing interests settling score rather than negotiating a peaceful political settlement. It is imperative that the member states of this council, as the High Commissioner has just said, refuse to countenance callous disregard for the lives of the innocent and the laws that have preserved not only international peace and security, but the very essence of humanity.
The UN Commission of Inquiry investigator also listed a number of armed opposition groups allied with terrorist fighters, formerly known as Jabhat al-Nusra. Some of them, he said, had launched indiscriminate mortar attacks against residential areas in government-controlled western Aleppo. And last week, children and adults had been killed in one such incident on a school. Syria's ambassador to the United Nations in Geneva, Hussam Eddin Alla, also addressed the Human Rights Council. He said that the United Kingdom and its partners, which had called for the special session in Geneva, were indifferent to the suffering of the Syrian people. His comments are spoken by an interpreter.
These same countries continue to buy and send thousands of tons of weapons and munitions to the most extreme mist of terrorist organizations, hoping to replicate what happened in Libya and similar disastrous situations, which were the result of their interventionist policies. We flatly reject these lies and the manipulation of the Human Rights Council by Britain and its allies. The hysteria around eastern Aleppo, as well as its timing.
Russia also criticized the holding of a special session at the Human Rights Council, but said that the situation in Aleppo was indeed a cause for serious concern. Alexei Burodavkin, Russia's ambassador to the UN in Geneva, said that the draft resolution text did not take into account the temporary halt in fighting, which allowed civilians and fighters to leave Aleppo, though he said that terrorists were trying to undermine the humanitarian pauses. An interpreter voiced his comments to the council.
Instead of supporting the Syrian government and the people in their fight against international terrorism, the initiators of this session are attempting to save terrorists from being the target of strikes, to save them from destruction, to allow them an opportunity to regroup and to continue their barbaric acts in the Syrian territories.
The session came to an end with a vote on a draft resolution brought by the UK and its partners. It was adopted with 24 yes votes, 7 no votes and 16 abstentions. Meanwhile, UN Humanitarian Coordinating Agency OCHA said that it had been unable to begin the evacuation of seriously sick and wounded people from eastern Aleppo, but that it hoped to do so as soon as conditions allowed. Daniel Johnson, United Nations, Geneva.